All right, I want to switch gears a little bit now. Todd Wood, my next guest, a special operations pilot, he was, who flew missions for SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force. He was in some hot places, to say the least. Now he's on a new mission to protect the American way of life and rescue it from the destructive grip of the socialist ideology and to tell great stories from around the world. He travels extensively, been on this program for a very long time. Today he wants to tell us a bit of the untold story of the Iranian resistance to the mullahs and so forth. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's good to be back on, Steve. Thank you.
Always good to have you. I know you travel extensively. It sounds like you're back in the States at the moment.
I am. I got back yesterday, actually.
Good. Good to have you back. All right. So all of this time, the killing of Soleimani brings to the forefront again the challenges we have in dealing with Iran for 40 years. But I always wonder, Todd, why do we have such a fixation on Iran when you look at something like 9/11 and it all came out of Saudi Arabia, for example, and yet our relationship with that nation and its connections to terrorism still is strong. What is the story of Iran? Why do we have this disconnect, if you will?
Well, if you go back in history, we actually started a revolution or a coup in Iran against their constitutional government back in the 50s. So they do have a beef with us back in the past. I'm not excusing their terrorism, but what happened was when the Iranian Revolution happened in 1979, it was hijacked by the mullahs, who were really not involved in overthrowing the Shah at all. So they literally took power. And, you know, as you mentioned, I travel all around the world. I've met a lot of people. I've done business all around the world for decades. I had never known about the Iranian resistance. And the reason for that is the U.S. government has been actively suppressing them and preventing regime change for the last four decades, which I didn't really know. And the reason was always, well, there's some tolerant, mullahs in Iran we can deal with, when that never actually was the truth. And come to find out, the people fighting the mullahs, the clerics have executed over 120,000 of them. Their story is just really heartbreaking, intense. You know, we gave them actual Geneva Convention protections during the Iraq invasion, and then Obama withdrew that protection, and the Iraqis started killing them. I mean, the Americans need to know.
So now, wait a second. Now, I got to back up here. You're basically saying the United States is blocking regime change in Tehran by those that are living in exile and elsewhere. Why would we do that?
Well, that's a good question. And it's not just been, you know, Obama who was basically seditious against the United States when dealing with Iran by delivering billions in cash in the middle of the night and helping them to get nuclear weapons. But the narrative has always been that we want to deal with the moderates, and, you know, if we give the mullahs something, then maybe they'll, you know, help us, maybe they'll give us their oil, blah, 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 you know, they won't kill us, and so therefore we're going to throw these freedom fighters under the bus. I mean, that's what's been happening for decades. It's shocking, actually.
That is shocking to hear. Is there a new day now with what has happened? Make no mistake, the way that I see this, and you weigh in, of course, but basically the United States sucker-punched Iran hard right in the mouth with the Soleimani killing. And Iran has been thrown quite a bit off balance and doesn't know quite how to react to that, because what Donald Trump has demonstrated is if you mess with us, we will hit you very, very hard. And we're not playing. You know, we were placating for years, like you mentioned, sending cash and doing other things and, you know, and dancing around and trying not to escalate this or that. And Donald Trump said, enough of this. Has that changed the conversation?
Yeah, so it's deeper than that. I think the Trump administration has been in bed with these resistance fighters for some time since coming into office, when they realized that who they are, what they've been doing, what their history is, what Obama was doing. And, I think Trump wants regime change. I mean, if you solve the Iranian problem, you solve the Iraqi problem, you solve Syria, you solve Lebanon with Hezbollah. I mean, there's a lot of dominoes that fall in our favor. So I think you're exactly right. They have squeeze them economically, which is, by the way, is exactly what we need to do. They don't need troops on the ground. The MEK will do this for them from the inside. All they need from us is continued pressure. So I think that's exactly what's happening.
All right. So what do you think of the prospects? And you've got these. And again, this is from, you know, the point of view of anybody that can see coverage of what goes on in Iran after the downing of the Ukrainian airliner. And the government finally in Tehran has to admit finally that, yes, we shot that plane down, which we all knew right from the beginning. We talked about in this program. I said it's not a coincidence that this plane went down at a time they're firing missiles at American bases in Iraq. And hundreds of thousands of people fill the streets. Is there a tipping point here in Iran where the hijacking is reversed from 40 years ago?
Yes, but it's not. I don't think the hijacking is. That's what the press is talking about. The real story is the people who are rising up in Iran. I mean, do you know that they killed 2,000 people a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Americans don't know this. What happens is these kids, literally, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids who have no future, and they're, you know, they have nothing to lose. So they're up against the cannons and tanks and machine guns with you know, their voices and rocks or, you know, slingshots or whatever. And the regime will come in and literally kill hundreds of them, put their pictures in the paper and say, if you know these bodies, come pick up your kids. I mean, it's that bad. These people are efficient killers, worse than Hitler. So it's a story that needs to be told. I'm writing a book. I've been the first journalist into their camp in Albania. I've spent a lot of time with these people. It's going to be really interesting commentary and interviews that the American people needs to know.
All right. You're also doing a lot of work in Ukraine. Real quickly, what can you bring us up to speed on what you're discovering with your adventures there? We've got about a minute and a half here, Todd. And I just want to get a quick update on what you've learned in Ukraine about corruption and the Bidens and Burisma and a lot of things you've been digging into.
Well, we've been breaking, you know, we were the ones that broke the actual payments from Burisma to Hunter Biden, and it wasn't $50,000 a month, it was $85,000 a week for a long time. What's been going on, and this is what Giuliani's been talking about or trying to, the press won't listen to him, is that literally Joe Biden was in charge of the aid from the United States to Ukraine. And what was happening is they were skimming off millions for themselves. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's highly organized crime.
You believe Joe Biden, the vice president at the time, was skimming himself money off the top?
To his family, yes. Tens of millions of dollars. I know that for a fact. So, I've reported on it.
So Joe Biden was arranging for his family to get millions of dollars as he controlled the purse strings of the money going into Ukraine. It's an incredible allegation if it can be, you know, put into the American press, put into this process.
Oh, you have to go to CD Media and look at our investigations. We've got the documents of all that happened. We've got the wire transfers. We've got eyewitness testimony, interviews. We've got it all. So it's all out there. Why do you think they're fighting so hard for impeachment? Because they don't want this to come out. Because it's not just the Bidens, it's the Obamas, it's the Kerrys, it's the Pelosis. They're all involved over there.
Well, it sounds like it's already come out, but it's odd to me that no newspaper over here would pick up on that. It would seem that it'd be a must read, a must write.
Yeah, it's all there. Giuliani's been talking about it, saying, I want to testify and tell you about all this stuff, but of course they're not going to let him do that.
Right. But the Democrats say, we want Giuliani to testify, but not really, right? Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, tell the folks about CD Media. Tell them about all the ways to figure out what you're doing and covering, Todd.
Well, first I want to talk about the new book that's coming out. You can pre-order it. It's called Paying the Price, the Untold Story of the People's Mujahideen of Iran, the Iranian Resistance. You can go to ltoddwood.com, pre-order the hard copy or the soft copy that'll be signed. Fantastic, you know, gift or whatever. But also CD Media, creativedestructionmedia.com is where you can follow the news we put out every day. And we're trying to replace the corrupt media with something real that Americans can trust.
There you go. And you can also find links on stevegruber.com, CD Media, Creative Destruction as well. Todd, thank you as always.
All right, Steve. Take care. Bye.
All right. Good day to Todd Wood. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
You stay up to date with your health, so stay up to date with Healthy Michigan Plan changes, too. Learn if these changes affect you so you don't lose your coverage. Although you may be excused now, you can find out more about the changes and what you can do to keep your plan at HealthyMichiganPlan.org. You can also call the Beneficiary Helpline with questions at 800-642-3195. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.